Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 7th of July, 2017. We are in the book of Proverbs. We will be starting today with chapter 11. This chapter is more a common sense thing. It's not another wisdom chapter. It's more common sense on how to live your life and what happens to you if you don't live it the right way. And we can get right into it here. Verse 1. You can reference Proverbs 16, verse 11, and 20, 23. What we're talking about here is a balance scale. I'll just read the verse and then explain the words. Verse 1. A fraudulent 48-20, I mean, you know what that means, balance, that would be a balance scale, 39-76 is abomination, 8-4-4-1. Yahweh really hates that. But a whole 8003, as honest, not shaved off, stone 68, as a scale weight is his delight. 7522, his capital H, his Yahweh. They used stones for their balance scales. They had different weights of stones and they were all standardized. And if it was a little bit heavy, They could grind part of it off to make it an exact weight, so you wouldn't cheat people when doing business. Let me clear my pipes here. Verse 2. Pride comes, 2067, pride. Then comes shame, 7036. But with humility, 6800, comes wisdom. Common sense stuff. You get proud and then you overextend yourself and then you're ashamed. Verse 3, the integrity, 8538, of the upright guides them, 5148, but the deceit, pardon me, I lost my breath, but the deceit, 5558, of the treacherous, 898, destroys them, 7703. That's pretty potent stuff right there. Verse 4. Wealth, 1952, is of no benefit, 3276, in the day of wrath, 5678. But righteousness delivers from death, If you're righteous, you haven't stirred anybody up. But if you're wealthy and you make some violent person angry, it's not much going to help you because he doesn't care how rich you are. He's going to get you anyway. Something to think about. All these proud rich people out here that are better than the rest of us. So they think. Verse 5, the righteousness of the blameless, 8549, shall smooth, 3474, his path. But the wicked shall fall, 5307, by his wickedness. And when the fall is used to fall, 5307, the fall, usually means to fall down in death, to be smitten. Verse 6, the righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but the treacherous shall be captured, 3920, by their evil desires, 1942. They get caught in their own little trap. Verse 7, when a wicked Adam, 120, dies, his hope, 8615, perishes. That's number 6. And the hope, 8431, of evil, 251, perishes. In other words, when a wicked Adam dies, his usefulness to the adversary on this earth ends. My, what a shame. Okay, verse 8. The righteous is delivered, 2502, from trouble. Okay. 6869. And the wicked comes in his place, 8478. In other words, he takes his place in trouble. Let me clear out again here. Be right with you. Verse 9. It helps when you unmute the mic. I forgot to click the mouse. The impious, 26:11, destroys, 7843, his neighbor with his mouth. Impious means or godless. But through knowledge the righteous shall be delivered when the truth comes out. Verse 10. When it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices, 5970. And when the wicked perish, this is implied, there is glad shouting, 7440. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, old witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Verse 11, by the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. They cause destruction with their words. Verse 12, he that lacks sense shows contempt, 936, for his neighbor. But a man of understanding keeps silent, 2790. If your neighbor does something a little bit wrong and you're wise, you just sort of gloss it over and give them enough time to straighten it out. Verse 13, one that comes bearing tales, 7400, reveals, 1540, confidential counsel, 5475. But he that is of a trustworthy, 539, that means true, spirit, 7307, conceals the matter, 3680. In other words, if somebody carries tales, they're betraying a confidence. But the trustworthy keeps his mouth shut. Verse 14, you can reference Wisdom of Solomon 6, verse 24, and Proverbs 15, verse 22. Where no counsel, 8458, is the people, 5971, and this the people are used as an army here, are overcome, 5307, that means to fall again, okay? But with much counsel, much is 7230, and counsel is 3289 here, is victory, 8668, wiser heads. All right, verse 15, he that acts as surety, that's one word, 6148 on a debt, for a foreigner, 2114, here it implies not of a racial kindred, shall be harmed by it. And that's 7451 and 7489 put together. And he that hates, 8130, clasping hands in agreement, that's all one word, 8628, is secure, 982. That means he's not going to get tied up in some stranger's debt. Verse 16. A gracious, 2580, woman holds firm to, that's all one word, 8551, honor, 3519. And a ruthless, 6184, man holds firmly to riches, 6239. He loves his stuff. Verse 17, the kind man, 2617, does good, 1580, to himself, to his own being. By being kind, he does good to himself because everybody likes him. Second part of this sentence, but the cruel man, 394, brings trouble, 5916, to himself, 7607. Different word for himself. So he makes people hate him. Verse 18, the wicked make false, 8267, wages, 6468. But to the sower, 2232, of righteousness shall be a true, 571, wage, 7938. That's or reward. 7938 can be a reward. Verse 19. As righteousness is to life, so he that pursues, 7291, evil is to death. Mm-hmm. Verse 20. Those of a crooked, 6141, mind, 3820, are abomination to Yahweh. But those upright, 8549, in their ways, are his delight. Verse 21. Hand to hand, 3027. That's uncertain right here, and a lot of it, many people translate it assuredly, But my take on it, hand to hand, it means by the hand the wicked shall not go unpunished, 5352, but the seed, 2233, of the righteous shall be delivered, 4422. That's the children of the righteous shall be delivered or shall escape. It could be by his own hand. The wicked shall not go unpunished. They just have hand here. 3027, singular. One word. And it's a little iffy. Hebrew is very difficult. I'm just going to just say that. Let me get a little water here. Verse 22, like a gold ring, oh man, like a gold ring, 5141, in a pig's, 2386, snout, 639, so is a beautiful, 3303, woman without, 5943, as turned aside from, discretion, 2940. You got a beautiful woman with a mouth on her. She's about as good as a gold ring and a pig's snout. Oh. Oh, you gotta love this stuff. This is, sometimes it's real serious. Sometimes it's common sense that's just hilarious. These guys had a sense of humor. It's not all down dismal stuff. It's funny sometimes. Verse 23. The righteous desire, 8378, only good. The wicked hope for, 8617, wrath, 5678. Well, the righteous people only want good. The wicked like wrath. And today the wicked like war, constant war that they foment, because they make money on it. War's big business for the wicked. Verse 24. There exists, 3426, he that shares, 6340. Yet, 5750, prospers. 3254. That's literally to his increase. He shares and he's good and he helps people and Yahweh prospers him. The rest of the sentence, and he that holds back, 2820, more than is due, 3476. But is in need, 4270. The greedy, Yahweh will punish him. Verse 25. The generous person, generous is 1293, shall prosper, 1878. And that literally means to grow fat. That's a Hebrewism. When you're fat, you're prosperous, even if you're not fat, literally. And he that gives water, 7301, shall also be watered, 3384, himself, as pour out. Water shall be poured out for him. That's nice. I like these. Verse 26, he that holds back, 4513, corn, 1250, shall be cursed, 6895, by the people, 3816. But blessings, 1293, shall be upon the head of he that sells it, 7666. If there's a drought or famine in the land and you got a lot of corn, you hold it back, just trying to be stingy, people will hate you. But if you've got a lot of corn and you sell it to the people that need it, they will bless you for it because you're keeping them alive. Verse 27. He that diligently seeks, 7836, good, seeks, 1245, favor, 7522. But he that seeks, 1875, evil, it shall come. There's three words used for seek here. 7836, 1245, and 1875. So they really loaded these things up with word plays, and reading it into Hebrew is really interesting. We got 4th of July fireworks going off out there. I'm recording this on the 4th because I've got things to do later in the week. I have a wake-up call to do. Verse 28, he that trusts, 982, in riches, 6239, shall fall, 5307. That's not fall again. But the righteous shall flourish, 6524, like green leaves, 5929. Verse 29. He that makes trouble, 5916, for his household shall inherit, 5157, the wind, 7307, he'll get no inheritance. And the fool shall be slave, 5650, or servant, can be read either way, to the wise of heart. Verse 30, the fruit, 6529, of the righteous is a tree, 6086, of life, and he that captivates, 3947, people is wise. You captivate people by wise sayings and interesting speech. You make them your friend. They're held captive by what you say because it's so good. There you go. Hey, that's wisdom right there. Verse 31. And you can reference 1 Peter 4, verse 18. For Proverbs 11, verse 31. Behold, if the righteous in the land shall be repaid, 7999, that implicates for their deeds. How much more, that's 637 and 3588 together. How much more the wicked, 7563, and the sinner, 2398. They're going to be repaid for righteousness if they're righteous, and they're going to be repaid for their wicked deeds if they're evil. Ooh. So they're not going to get off scot-free. Amazing, amazing. We could use a little of that today. Okay. Now we are in the book of Proverbs, chapter 12. And verse 1, you can reference the book of Sirach in your Apocrypha, chapter 21, verse 6. Verse 1, whoever loves instruction, 41:48, loves knowledge. But he that hates reproof or correction, 8:4:33, is foolish, 11:98, or stupid. Okay? Me neither. Verse 2. The good obtain favor from Yahweh, but a man of evil schemes, 4209, he condemns, 7561. Aha. Verse 3, and Adam shall not be established, 3559, by wickedness, 7562. But the root, 8328, of the righteous cannot, 1077, be moved, 4131. That means it stands firm. And you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to be established in the community as a good man by being evil. Verse 4. A virtuous, 24:28, woman is a crown, 58:50, to her husband. But she, pardon me, I got a cough again. I'm sorry, that hits me unexpectedly. But she that brings shame, 954, is as rottenness, 7538, in his bones. Verse 5, the thoughts, 4284, of the righteous are just, 4941. The counsel, 8458, of the wicked is deceit, 4820. Verse 6, the words, 1697, that can be words or matters, of the wicked are an ambush, 693, for blood, 1818. But the speech, that's literally the mouth, 6310, of the upright, 3477, shall deliver them. Verse 7, the wicked are overthrown, 2015, and are no more, 369. But the house of the righteous shall endure, 5975. This is some great stuff, man. Verse 8, a man shall be commended or praised, 1984, according to 6310, his insight, 7922. But he that is twisted, 5753, of mind, shall be held in contempt. Verse 9. Better to be lightly esteemed, 7034, and have a servant, 5650, that means, or a slave, than self-honored, in other words, self-important, 3513, and lack, 2638, food. Somebody that promotes himself, a self-promoter, that really doesn't have anything going for him, he's just making big talk, or somebody that they don't really think much of, he's quiet and he doesn't try to bulldoze his way through people, he's prospering. Verse 10, a righteous man considers, and that means to know, 3045, the life of his beast. In other words, he treats his work animals kindly. But the compassion, 7356, of the wicked is cruelty, 394. They beat their animals and don't feed them enough. And back then, when you needed work animals, and early in this country, animals were used for work, you had to treat them good. Verse 11, he that tills, 5647, that literally means to work, his ground, 127, literally means the soil, shall be satisfied, 7646, with bread, 3899. But he that pursues, 7291, worthless things, 7386, lacks sense. In other words, he's not working, he's not doing anything, he's just frittering his time away. And the guy that's out working, he's going to prosper. Verse 12. The wicked desire, 2350, the catch, 4685, that's from a net of evil. But the root, 8328, of the righteous produces, 5414, that's literally gives. And then fruit is implied by 5414. Verse 13 of chapter 12 of Proverbs. The wicked are snared, 4170, by the transgression, 6588, of their lips. They talk themselves into trouble. But the righteous come out from, 3318, that means to go forth from, or escape, trouble, 6869. Verse 14, a man shall be satisfied, 7646, with good from the fruit of his mouth, and the benefits from an Adam's hand shall be returned to him. In other words, if you're working, you're going to get ahead. Ooh, verse 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. In other words, do what you feel. Yeah, right. But he who listens or hears to advice, 6098, is wise. Somebody that knows more than you about what you're doing, and you listen to them, you'll do it better and you'll be all right. Verse 16. A fool's anger, 3708, is known quickly, 3117. He just has a hot temper, gets mad fast. But a prudent man, 6175, ignores 3680, mockery, 7036. I want to check the number on that. I have two different numbers for ignores. It should be covers over. And let me look. I don't like to have any mistakes. Chapter 12, verse 16. Yeah, 3680. That's correct. 3680. In my margin notes, I had typed it incorrectly. So that's my bad on the margin notes. But I had it right in the text. I'm really picky. I can't help it. If I think I've made a mistake, it drives me crazy. You deserve better than that. So, I'm not ashamed. If I make a mistake, I'll tell you I made a mistake. You know, we're all Adamites and we make typos. And that's what it was. It was a typo in the margin notes. But it's correct. 3680. Verse 17, speaking, 6315, that literally means breathing. Truth, 530, reports, 5046, that's as testifies righteously. But a false witness, that's where the testifies comes. But a false, 8267, witness, 5707, testifies is implied. It's not actually in the Hebrew. deceitfully, 48:20. So in Hebrew, it actually reads, speaking truth reports righteously, but a false witness deceitfully. And it reads easier in the English when we insert the word testifies there, because it's an implication from the first part. Verse 18. There is he that speaks rashly, 981. Like the thrust, 4094, of a sword. But the tongue of the wise is healing, 4832. And tongue here would translate as speech, because of the speaks rashly, but the speech of the wise is healing. Yes. It calms any wrath, if your wise speech. Verse 19. Unless you're dealing with Black Lives Matter, then it doesn't matter what you say. Verse 19. The lip, 81:93, of truth, 5:71, endures forever. Now, lip, 81:93, means truthful speech, basically. The lip of truth endures forever, but a lying, 8:267, tongue, but for a moment, 7:280. Here we have another Hebraism that's an idiom. Verse 20, deceit is in the minds of those that devise wickedness. And devise is 2790 and literally means to plow or plant wickedness. But to those that counsel, 3289, peace, 7965, is joy. So the wicked are trying to sow discord and cause war, like they do today. All this false flag business. Oh, we got to rise up, and we got to destroy this one, we got to destroy that one, and these people are a threat, and on and on and on. The warmongers, by their words and deeds, because they're staging these false incidents, they're crisis actors, are not real. They want to foment war, because war is big business. And if they can get us to fight and kill the Arabs and have them kill a whole bunch of us, it's a win-win situation, because we're killing Arabs and Arabs are killing us. And they want to eliminate the white race, the Jews do, and they want to eliminate their competition in the Middle East, the Arabs. So they don't care who gets slaughtered, as long as a bunch of us get slaughtered, and that they get to sell the government all the replacement armaments that we shoot off over there. It's a business. Verse 21, no calamity, 205, that's evil, shall happen, 579, to the righteous, but the wicked shall be filled, 4390, with misfortune, 7451. It has many uses, 74, all negative, 7451, misfortune, evil, calamity, bad, malicious. It's you know, they use it a lot, but they're all in the negative. 7451 is a negative word. Verse 22. Lying lips are an abomination to Yahweh. Uh-oh, politicians. But those that deal faithfully, 530, are his delight. 7522. verse 23. A prudent, 6175, Adam, conceals or covers over, 3680, knowledge, 1847. He keeps it to himself and he knows things, and that's good. But the mind of a fool cries out, 7121, foolishness, 200. Like Madonna in her speech, when she did the speech at the Trump inauguration and wanted, oh, I want to blow up the White House, I've dreamed of that, and get up there and run her face, and anybody else other than one of these stars would be arrested for saying that. But they didn't arrest her. Oh, she didn't mean it. How do you know? That's a threat. Open threat. I want to blow up this, or I want to blow up that. That's a threat. Now, law says one thing, but they do another. If I said something like that at a public rally, I would immediately be in handcuffs. That's why I never, ever advocate violence. That will get you locked up. Verse 24. The hand of the diligent, 2742, shall rule, 4910. But the lazy, 7423, shall be put to forced labor. That's all one word, 4522. Verse 25. Anxiety, 1674, in the heart of a man makes it bow down. That's all one word, 7812. But a good word makes it glad, speaking of that heart. 8055 makes it glad. Verse 26. The righteous is more than, 4480, that's an odd use for that, is more than an excellent guide, 8446, for his neighbors. Okay, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. That's all one word, 8582. So your righteous will be an excellent guide, even more than an excellent guide for his neighbors. Do it this way, okay? But the way of the wicked leads them astray. They see you live in a righteous lifestyle and you prosper, they want to emulate you. But if you're wicked, you're showing them the wrong way to do things. Verse 27, the lazy does not roast, 2760. Now this is all one word. That which he took in hunting, 6718. That's all one word in the Hebrew. But the wealth, 1952, of a diligent, 2742, read that as industrious, Adam is precious. 3368, in the sense of being obtained by hard work. Verse 28. The way of righteousness is life, and in its pathways, that is 1870 and 5410 together, both those words mean path. So when they are put together, it makes it a plural, pathways. And in its pathways is no death. 4194. Now, chapter 12 is made up of random sayings, and they all have to do with righteous behavior. Every one of them. So these are all instructive psalms. Now I got 15 minutes left, and chapter 13 has 25 verses. I do believe that I can get chapter 13 in as well. Sounds like a plan to me. So let's go into chapter 13 of the book of Proverbs. Verse 1. A wise son hears or listens to his father's instruction, but a scorner, 3:8-8:7, does not hear rebuke, 16:06. Verse 2. A man shall eat goodness by the fruit of his mouth. In other words, what he says. But the treacherous person, that's treacherous is 8:9-8, shall eat violence, 2:5:5:5. Verse 3. You can reference Sirach 28, verses 25 and 26 in your Apocrypha for this. He that guards 5:3:4:1, his mouth preserves, 81:04, his life, 5:3:1:5. He that opens wide, 6:5:8:9, his lips, 81:93, shall have ruin, 4:2:8:8. In other words, you'll talk yourself right into disaster. Verse 4, the soul of the lazy, 61:02, desires 183 and has nothing, 3:6:9. In other words, he doesn't do anything to get it. But the soul of the diligent, 27:42, read that as hard working, shall be satisfied, 18:78. That literally means, again, to grow fat or prosper. Verse 5, the righteous hates lying words, but the wicked are offensive, 8:8:7, literally stink, and shameful, 2:6:5:9. Verse 6, righteousness preserves, 5:3:4:1, those upright in the way of life, but wickedness, 7:5:6:4, overthrows, 5:5:5:7, the sinful, 2:4:0:3, they'll be overcome and overthrown by their own evil. Verse 7, there are those that become rich, that's one word, become rich, 6:2:3:8, yet all of it is nothing, 3:6:9. And those that are poor, 7:3:2:6, yet have great wealth, 19:52, as spiritual wealth. Because that's the only thing you're going to take with you. Your stuff stays here. Verse 8, the ransom, 3:7:2:4, for a man's life are his riches, 6:2:3:9. In other words, you can buy yourself out of the trouble. But the poor, 7:3:2:6, hear no rebuke, 16:06. Verse 9, the light, 2:1:6, of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp, 5:2:1:6, of the wicked shall be extinguished, 18:46. Verse 10, pride, 2:0:8:7, only, 7:5:3:5, gives contention, 4:6:8:3. But with good counsel, 3:2:8:9, comes wisdom, 2:4:5:1. Verse 11, wealth, 19:52, from vanity, 18:92, read that, worthlessness, shall decrease, 4:5:9:1. But he that gathers, 6:9:0:8, by his hand, 3:9:2:7, read that as work, shall increase it. 7235. If you're hardworking, you can increase your holdings. Verse 12, prolonging 4900, hope 8431, makes the heart sick 2470. You're hoping for something, you get anxious over it and it makes your heart sick. But when the desire, 8378, at the desired thing comes, 935, as finally arrives, it is a tree of life. Well, here's a good one. Verse 13. Whoever despises, 936, the word, that's the word of Yahweh, shall be destroyed, 2254. But he that fears or holds in awe, 3373, the commandment, 4687, shall be safe, 7999, as recompensed. 14. The teaching, or Torah, 8451, of the wise is a fountain, 4726, of life. To keep away, 5493, or to turn aside from the snares, 4170, of death, 4194. Verse 15. Good sense, 7922, gives favor, 2580, but the way of the treacherous is enduring. 386, he never does good. Verse 16, all the prudent, 6175, deal with knowledge, but a fool spreads out, 6566, foolishness, like these lying preachers perpetuating the lies and foolishness when they don't even know the scriptures and they're telling you all this nonsense instead of reading the word. Verse 17, a wicked, 7563, messenger, 4397, falls into, 5307 again, not fall, harm, 7451, another use for that word. But a faithful, 529, envoy, 6735, and that implies brings, healing, 4832. Verse 18. Poverty, 7389. And shame, 7036. For he that ignores, 6522, instruction, 4148. But he that regards, or is to guard or to keep, 8104, reproof, 8433, shall be honored. You take correction well. You admit when you're wrong and say, okay, well, I was wrong. So that's how you're supposed to do it. Be honest. Verse 19, desire, 8378, comes to pass. Desire come to pass, pardon me, is sweet, 6149, to the soul. But it is abomination to fools, 3684, to turn away from, 5493, evil. Verse 20. He that walks with the wise shall be wise, but a companion, 7462, of fools shall be destroyed, 7321. They'll get you ruined. Verse 21. Misfortune, here's another use for 7451. Pursues, 7291, sinners, 2400. But good shall be repaid to the righteous. Verse 22. A good man leaves an inheritance for his grandchildren. and grandchildren as sons of sons. 1121, doubled. Okay. And the wealth of the sinner, 2398, is laid up, 6845, for the righteous. He's going to leave his stuff and the righteous will wind up with it. Verse 23, much, 7230, food is in the untilled field, 5215, of the poor, 7326. But it is swept away, 5595, without justice, 4941. Somebody's not letting that poor man till his own field. And it would produce lots of food. But it's going to be swept away unless he gets justice and can plant his crops. Verse 24. He that spares, 2820, his rod, 7626, hastens, or hates, pardon me, hates, 8130, his son. But he that loves him chastens him, 4148, diligently, 7836. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Remember that? Verse 25. The righteous man eats to satisfy, 7648, his inner being, or himself, 5315. But the belly, 990, of the wicked shall lack, 2637. Boy, this has been a great series that I've got to do today. I'm coming up on the end of the hour. We will be starting with Proverbs number 14 on Monday. I'm surprised I got all these are all pretty long. So I only got 11, 12, and 13 in today. That's three psalms. But these are pretty wordy, and they have a lot of explanation that goes with them. So I'll be starting with Proverb 14 on Monday the 10th. And I want to remind everybody that on the 11th, on the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show, we are going to have our latest Pastor's Show that we recorded in June. It'll be another edition of a Pastor's Show. And we'll have another one we're going to be recording on the morning of the 10th that will be played maybe in August. Andy wants to make these a regular feature because people really enjoy the show and we get into some really heavy-duty biblical discussion and generally just have fun because Andrew is such a wonderful interviewer and is so nice to work with. We really enjoy it. So I will say Shalom Aleichem and may Yahweh bless and keep you. And I will be back on Monday the 10th with another edition of Proverbs beginning with chapter 14 of Proverbs. Shalom Aleichem. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the